research on alcohol has turned up mixed results. It appears to prevent heart disease, but may raise the risk of some kinds of cancer. Studies on middle-aged adults have shown that moderate drinking may help ward off dementia. That's the loss of mental functioning that can happen with aging. But less is known about whether those beneficial effects apply to senior adults. Dr. Casey Sink and colleagues at Wake Forest University studied the drinking habits of more than 3,000 people aged 75 or older.
We found that for people who started out in our study completely cognitively normal, moderate drinking, which would be on average 1 to 2 drinks a day, that they were 37% less likely to develop dementia over the subsequent 6 years of our study.
But Sink says people who began the study with memory problems did not see the same benefits.
If anything, it looks like the more they drink, the faster they decline cognitively. And those in the heaviest drinking category, who were drinking more than 2 drinks a day on average, were almost twice as likely to progress to dementia compared to the participants who were not drinking but had mild memory problems.
So Sink recommends that those with the beginnings of dementia probably should not drink. But for those with their full faculties, she says the benefits of moderate drinking are comparable to those of other positive activities.
Older adults who walk 3 times a week have been found to have a 40% reduced risk of subsequently having dementia. So drinking 2 drinks a day is, you know, similar reduction in risk. However, I would not recommend that older adults drink instead of walk.
Sink says keep walking. Any exercise is good for many things besides preventing dementia. She adds, it's not clear if those who didn't drink before would benefit from starting. But a drink or two a day, she says, may help you stay sharp. The research was presented this week at the International Conference on Alzheimer's Disease. That's today's Health Brief. I'm Steve Barragona.